It's new, it's amazing, it's Prell! P-R-E-L-L, Prell Shampoo. Yes, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff, leaves hair radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with John Malden as Riley. Well, romantic St. Valentine's Day is almost upon us, and Chester A. Riley is barely prepared. The combination head and heartache will almost certainly befall our favorite blunderbuster ace, starting right before Valentine's Day. Riley is sitting in his Morris chair, newspaper in hand, when his 13-year-old son, Junior, enters the room.
Pop? Pop, wake up.
Huh? Oh, hello, son. I was just read.
Pop, can I ask you something?
Well, sure thing, Junior.
You won't laugh at me, will you?
Now, Junior, what do you take me for? You can tell your dad anything. You'll understand.
Well, you see, I got a girl.
Oh, you got a girl? Oh, Junior's got a girl. Junior's got a girl.
Oh, now you said you wouldn't laugh.
Well, I'm sorry, Junior. Yeah. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, soon it'll be Valentine's Day, and I was wondering if I should send her a card.
Of course you gotta send her a card. Why, Valentine's Day is a day that's set aside for lovers.
Ah, love. It's a pain in the neck if you ask me.
Now, Junior, you get the wrong attitude. You're growing up. You're getting beyond the birds and bees stage. You're now in the live girl stage. I better wise you up. You see, son,
all I want to know is if I should send her a Valentine card.
I told you, you send her the best card that money can buy.
Well, I got 50 cents. That ought to buy a nice card.
50 cents? Is that all she means to you? Why, she'll say, that Junior, what a cheapskate.
Well, I saw a real beautiful card with lace and everything. It cost about $3.
Now you're talking.
You're right, Pop. That's the one I'll send her. Will you lend me $2.50?
Junior, where's your pride? Are you going to spend all that money on a dame who called you a cheapskate?
But you said if you like a girl, you shouldn't send her a cheap card.
Look, Junior, I'm in love with your mother, ain't I?
Yes.
I think she's the most wonderful woman in the world, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
She lives only for me, day in and day out. She slaves just to make me happy. And how do I show my appreciation? Look at the Valentine's card I'm going to send her. Look. Ain't that the cheapest thing you ever saw?
I'll say it's cheap. That's a 10-cent card.
5 cents, including a 3-cent stamp. But your mother won't mind, because she's got me. And that's enough for any woman. Hi there, Gillis.
Oh, hi, Riley. Be with you in a minute. I just want to finish reading this here letter.
Ah, who's it from?
Riley, it ain't polite to pry when other people is reading mail. But since you insist on knowing, it's from the gas company. And it says, unless you pay the enclosed bill immediately, we shall be obliged to suspend service.
Well, you better pay up, Gillis.
You better pay up. It's your letter.
Gillis, you've been opening my mail again?
Will you stop complaining? Businessmen hire secretaries to open their mail. I do it for free.
You've got no right to.
Don't get excited. The postman left a batch of your mail at my house by mistake. I thought it was for me.
That little package there, is that mine too?
Yeah, only it's for your missus.
Peg? Who's it from?
It says on the outside, from Sidney Moynihan.
Moynihan? What's he sending her bag packages for?
Well, he's an old boyfriend of hers, ain't he?
Nah, that was over long ago. Besides, when it came to a showdown, she married me instead of him.
Yeah, but she's a lot smarter now. He stays at your house every time he's in town, don't he?
That's just because he's a chiseler. He never meant anything to Peg.
Ah, but he's very attractive to women. He's got looks, brains, money. He's a spender. I mean, what have you got to offer a woman?
Well, I got... Gillis, you gotta stop spying on me.
Riley, I'm trying to help you. This here package he sent us.
What do I care? He can send her anything he wants. It means absolutely nothing to me. Shake it a little. Maybe we can tell what's in it.
Better make sure. Open it.
No, I trust my wife.
Well, I trust my wife too, but if I was you, I'd take this package in, Ooh, look what happened. The string broke by accident.
You put that pen knife away, Gillis. I told you not to open it. Hand it over.
Well, take it easy now. Now look what you done. You tore the wrapping off. I'll put it back.
Hand it over.
Oh, now you pulled the cover off the box. Something fell out.
Well, I ain't looking. Whatever it is, pick it up, put it back in the box. I got my eyes shut. I can't even see that locket. Locket? He's sending her a locket?
In the shape of a heart. Genuine gold.
There's a note, but don't dare read it.
It says, to my first and only Valentine.
Oh, that's no use. I've got my eyes shut.
In grateful appreciation of your past hospitality and hoping to see you real soon, Sydney.
What a nerve. Sending Peg this locket.
Yeah.
Trying to show me up, that's what. Trying to make Peg think I'm a cheapskate.
Riley, you're in trouble. There's only one thing to do. Here's my pen.
What for?
Sign your name to Moynihan's card.
No.
And then sign Moynihan's name to your crummy card.
No.
Sure, you give Peg the locket.
It ain't right.
She'll think Moynihan gave her that card.
No, it ain't fair.
Well, all's fair in love and war, and marriage is war. Here's my pen.
I won't sign it.
You gotta. You're doing it for your family.
No.
For your home.
No.
For your kids.
No.
For your future.
No.
This thing is bigger than you are. You're doing it to save the American way of life.
Give me that pen and God bless America. Dumplin'.
I'm busy right now.
Do you know what day this is?
Oh, I haven't got time for riddles. I told you I'm busy.
But this is a very, very special day.
Darling, it's payday?
No.
Riley, I'm busy.
Dumplin', it's Valentine's Day!
Hooray!
Now, Dumplin', that's no attitude. This is one day when you gotta have a heart full of love.
This is Monday and I got a tub full of your underwear.
Close your eyes, Dumplin'.
Now look, Riley, let's just cut out the ceremony. Just hand me the card.
No, this year is different. I got something better than a card. Here.
Riley, what is it?
Open it up.
Oh, Riley, you darling, a locket. You got me a locket.
Gold.
Oh, I think it's beautiful, just beautiful. Oh, darling, how can I ever thank you?
Oh, don't thank me. Thank the mailman. Don't mention it. Oh, by the way, this here card came from you in the mail. I opened it by mistake.
Why, it's from Sydney Moynihan.
Is that a fact?
A Valentine card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all the times he stayed at our house, you'd think he might manage more than a 10-cent card.
5 cents.
Wouldn't be surprised if that's all it even did cost him.
2 cents if you leave out the stamp. Well, once a cheapskate, always a cheapskate. Now, ain't you glad you married me? Huh?
Why shouldn't I be? I got the sweetest, the most generous husband in the world.
Darling, I never told you this before, but when I married you, that was the best thing that could have happened to you.
And it worked, huh?
Yeah, sure, it worked all right. Peg didn't suspect a thing. Only...
Only what?
Well, I'm sorry I did it.
What? You nuts? You got Peg eaten off your hand. What more do you want?
But I'm a hypocrite. And a liar. And a cheat.
Hey, so you'll never be a Eagle Scout. So what? Relax. Be happy.
I can't. It's my conscience. I always gotta play fair. And giving Peg that locket wasn't fair to Moynihan.
Fair? When are you gonna wise up, Riley? In this word... Well, it's dog eat dog.
Yeah, but...
You gotta make up your mind what you're gonna be, a Great Dane or a Cocker Spaniel.
Well, yeah, but...
You can't go through life with your tail between your legs. You gotta size up your opponent, then bare your fangs, sharpen your claws, and tear them to pieces, right?
Woof! I mean, oh, right!
Now you're talking.
Sure. And what am I worried about? As long as Peg is happy, that's the main thing. It sure is a beautiful locket. I mean, look at it.
Hey, what are you doing with it?
Well, I'm going to surprise Peg. I'm going to engrave an inscription to Peg with love from Sydney. From Riley.
That's cute.
Say, Gillis, you know, this locket don't look as shiny as it did.
It just needs a little polish.
Yeah, I'll breathe on it. And, Yeah. Oh, that's a lot. Holy smoke! Look at it. It turned green.
Did you have garlic for supper?
No. It's just tin with gilt paint. It rubbed off. It's a phony.
That's a hot one. Wait till your wife finds out you gave her a cheap hunk of fake jewelry.
I'm in trouble. Gillis, I should have never made believe that locket was for me. What'll I do?
Well, simple. All you gotta do is get another locket. Just like this one, only real gold before Peg finds out.
Yeah, but that'll set me back $10 and I'm broke. Gillis, old pal, you got paid today. Lend me some money, huh?
Lend you money? Are you crazy?
I'll pay you back Saturday.
But how do I know?
I give you my word.
You just said you're a cheat and a liar. How can I take your word?
You can trust me. When I said I was a cheat, I was really lying. Honest.
Okay, I believe you. Only I'm broke. My wife took all my pay. She grabs it every week.
Oh, that's awful. Gillis, you gotta help me. I'm desperate. Go get some dough from your wife, will you?
Oh, thank you not to give me no advice concerning how to handle my wife.
Oh, yeah? You're always telling me how to handle my wife.
Well, of course. Your wife I can handle. My wife I want nothing to do with. Good night.
Gillis, wait. Come back. Wait.
Bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment. And now it's Tallulah time.
I'm Tallulah, the tuba prel. I've got a little something to tell. Your hair can be radiant, oh, so easy. All you gotta do is take me home and squeeze me. I'm Tallulah, the tuba prel. I'll make your hair look swell. It'll shine, it'll glow, so dandruff-free. For radiant hair, get a hold of me. Tallulah, the tuba prel shampoo.
Yes, folks, Tallulah's right. For hair that looks swell, just use Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo. Because Prel leaves hair radiant the very first time you use it. Yes, more radiant than any soap shampoo. Soft, smooth, easy to manage, and Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Doctors' examinations proved it. Try it the very next time you shampoo. Try Prel. Before rejoining Riley's ruined romance, I'd like to tell our friends who've written us for details that the new Life of Riley motion picture will have its world premiere 3 weeks from tonight in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yes, on Friday, March 4th, a great big hilarious slice of The Life of Riley will open at the RKO Grand Theater in Cincinnati. And very soon, all your favorite Riley characters will be on the screen in your community, starring Riley himself, John Malden, in a movie you won't want to miss. Now, Prel Shampoo brings you the second act of The Life of Riley, starring John Malden as Riley. And Riley's desperately in the need of $10. He has tried to borrow everywhere, but to no avail. Now, finally, he has turned to crime.
Coast is clear. Oh, I never thought I'd sink as low as this. A common criminal. I should have never stolen that locket, but it's too late now. One crime leads to another. Well, I'd better get to work. Wait a minute. First, make sure I got everything. Flashlight, sneakers, gloves, mustn't leave fingerprints. Oh, yes, a mask. Can't take no chances. Now a chisel and a hammer. A burglar alarm! Trapped!
I know you don't! I got you! Drop my piggy bank!
Yeah, Junior, get off of me!
Wham! Pop! It's you! I thought it was Babs! I had an alarm rigged up in case, so... It's you, Pop?
No, you were right the first time. I'm Babs! You can't recognize me with this mask.
I know it's you, Pop.
Listen, Junior, I'm your father, and when I say I'm your sister, you gotta believe me. Oh, it's no use. You outsmarted me. What's the idea of rigging up that alarm? You wanna wake up the whole neighborhood?
Well, Babs is always broke, so I figured she might wanna...
You got a very suspicious nature. You should trust your sister.
I guess you're right. From now on, I'll trust her.
Junior, say something. Don't stand there looking at me like that. Like, I know how you feel, son. I know it's a terrible thing for a boy to go through life knowing that his father would steal money, so to make you feel better, lend it to me, huh?
Gee, Papa can't. I need that dough.
Junior, I'm begging you.
Well, ask Ma.
What? No, she mustn't know.
But if I give it to you, she'll find out the bank is empty and she'll ask questions.
Yeah, that's right, I know. We'll make it look like a real robbery. I'll hit you on the head with this hammer and... No. No, that's no good. Junior, you gotta lend me the dough. If you don't lend it to me after all I... did for you when you was a baby,
okay,
and I...
Hey, Pop, okay, gee whiz, don't start bawling. Take the money.
Thanks, I already did.
Riley, my locket's gone. I put it in the drawer, and when I went to...
Don't get excited. Here it is.
What are you doing with it?
Well, I took it to put on an inscription, and I wanted to surprise you. Look.
Two peg. With love. Oh, that's so sweet of you, dear.
I knew you'd like it.
Riley, you know, this locket looks different somehow.
Different? Well, no, I can't. It's the same as the other,
It just seems brighter somehow.
Well, I had it polished.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah, it sure does.
Hi! Hey, what you got there, Mom?
Oh, you didn't see it. Dear, your father gave me this lovely locket for St. Valentine's Day.
A locket? Oh, so that's what you...
No, look, Junior, look at the cute inscription inside. Guess what it says?
Crime doesn't pay.
Junior,
what an odd thing to say. Oh, Riley, darling, I can't tell you how much this locket means to me. I know it took a lot of scrimping and saving.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I would. Well,
Junior, go out and play. Peg, ain't you got someplace to go? You're all dressed up.
Yes, I'm going downtown. I've got loads of shopping to do. You want to come along and help me carry some parcels?
Well, Peg, if you don't mind, I think I'll lay down in the front room and take a nap. I'll see you when you get back.
Oh, well, I better get going. There's a dozen places I gotta go. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Riley. Yes? Yes, thank you. Well, of all the nerve.
What is it, Mom?
That was a wire from Sidney Monahan. He's coming on the 6 o'clock train, and as usual, he expects to stay with us. You must think we're running a boarding house around here. I've got a good mind to... I guess we'll have to do it for your father's sake. He's very fond of Sidney.
Why don't you meet him at the station, Mom?
Well, I will not.
Well, you'll have a lot of parcels. Make him take you home in a cab.
Well, that's a very good idea. I will. It's time that Grafton Sidney Monahan paid for something around here.
Hi, Pop. I'm going over to Egbert's. Oh, still snoozing. It's cold in here. Maybe I better cover him up.
No, sonny, never cover them up while they're still snoring.
Oh, it's you, Mr. O'Dell. Pop's sleeping.
I'll wait till he opens his eyes. It's always a novelty.
Mr. Odell, I gotta go next door. When Pop wakes up, will you tell him Sidney Monahan's coming on the Super Chief and he'll be here for supper?
Certainly, Junior.
Oh, thanks.
You haven't been around lately, Junior. Why don't you come over and play with my dear little boy, Mossbank?
Why, he's just a kid. He won't play basketball or anything. All he wants to do is take his little shovel and go over to an empty lot and dig holes. So long!
Just because my boy digs holes, they look down on him. Well, someday he'll look down on them. Good. Pray for that. Man can snore. Riley, wake up.
What's the matter? Where am I?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, let me out of here.
Oh, relax, man. You're in your own home.
Huh? Yeah. Hiya, Digger. Where's Junior?
Next door. He told me to tell you Sidney Monahan's arriving on the train and will be here for supper.
Monahan. Monahan? Did you say Monahan? Monahan?
That's what I said. Monahan. M as in mortician, O as in obituary, N as in natural, A as in autopsy, H as in hearse, A as in angel, and N as in National Association of Undertakers.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, I am a goner.
Oh, calm, man. Don't despair. As they say in our profession, a man may be down, but he's never out until he's carried. What is the problem?
You know, Monahan sent Peg a locket for Valentine's Day, and I opened the box and gave it to Peg, and I told her I bought it.
Oh, Riley, how could you? For shame. What will your dear spouse think when she learns of your dastardly duplicity?
Yeah, well, it'll break her heart.
Oh, you must do something. You must spare her the anguish. As we say in my profession, don't get in too deep.
Oh, too late.
Oh, there's still time. Go to the station. Head off this Monahan and prevent him from coming here.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's my only chance.
And let me leave you with a word of advice, you snooping wretch. Never be nosy. Others have tried it. Never open a box unless you're inside it. Well, cheerio. I better be a-shoveling off.
Peggy Pie, you came to meet little Sidney.
Hello, Sidney. Nice to see you again.
Say, I never expected you to meet me.
Oh, I happened to be in the neighborhood, and oh my, these packages are heavy.
You know, I had a reservation at a hotel, but then I said to myself, if I don't stay with the Rileys, they'll never forgive me.
We forgive you.
Oh, you're just saying that to be polite. Say, that's a mighty pretty locket you got there.
Oh, do you like it?
Well, the question is, do you like it?
I certainly do. Riley gave it to me for Valentine.
Yeah, I... Peg, Riley gave it to you? What, that locket... What?
Hey, what's wrong, Sidney?
Nothing. It's California air. It sticks in my throat.
Just a minute, Sidney. There's something funny about this locket.
Oh, no. It looks fine on you. Riley has good taste.
Sidney, I didn't thank you for what you sent me on St. Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Don't mention it.
They were delicious chocolates.
Well, I'm glad you liked them. Well, let's go.
Wait a minute, Sidney. You know you didn't send me any chocolates. You sent me this locket, didn't you?
Now, Peggy,
And that husband of mine must have opened your parcel and took credit for it. Oh, when I get a hold of him, I'll...
Now, don't be too tough on that big... He must have some reason for it.
Well, I better call home and tell the kids we're on our way. I'll only be a minute.
I'll meet you at the information booth. Oh, Riley, what a character.
Sidney!
Riley, old pal!
I never thought I'd find you. Come on, Sidney.
Well, take it easy, Peggy.
Oh, Peg, wait. Peg didn't come with me. That's what I wanted to tell you. You can't stay at our house.
I can't.
No. I ain't got a house. You see, Peg has left me for good, and she took the kids and the house with her.
Mm-hmm. So, Peg left you, huh?
Yeah, she's gone.
Mr. Riley!
Peg! Peg, you came back to me.
What?
She came back to me! Ain't that wonderful, Sydney? Now we can go on a second honeymoon. Goodbye, Sydney! Come on, darling.
I don't know what you're raving about, but you don't darling me.
Yeah, but dumpling, I just...
I know all about your little trick with Sydney's locket.
Oh, he squealed on me.
He did not. I found out myself. Oh, I should have realized from the very beginning that you're not the kind of husband who'd be thoughtful enough to buy his wife a locket.
Now, wait a minute. I resent that. That ain't true. I am the kind of husband who'd give his wife a locket. I'll prove it to you. I happen to have it with me. Here, look at it.
That green monstrosity?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Forgot it. It's green. Sure, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Makushla.
The Rileys will return in just a moment. It's Prell's Care for More Radiant Hair. Yes, Prell, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo. Even in hardest water, Prell leaves hair more radiant than any other leading cream shampoo. With no trace of soap film to dim the natural highlights of your hair. And Prell removes ugly dandruff quickly in as little as 3 minutes. Doctors' examinations proved it, and just one trial will prove there's nothing like that handy Prell tube for easy shampooing. Try it yourself, as Tallulah says.
I'm Tallulah, the tube of Prell. I'll make your hair look swell. It'll shine, it'll glow, so dandruff-free. For radiant hair, get a hold of me. Tallulah, the tube of Prell shampoo.
But Peg, I keep telling you, why don't you believe me? Sydney sent you the cheap locket that turned green. I went out and bought that genuine 14-karat gold locket that you're wearing.
Oh, stop. Riley, I wasn't born yesterday. I don't believe a word you're saying.
But it's true. Honest. Sydney's locket looked just like this one here, gold one that I bought you. But Sydney's wasn't genuine like this one. Because when I wanted to polish it up, I blew on it like this. And... oh. Sure, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Makushla.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with John Malden as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp, Alan Lipscott, and Dick Powell. Mrs. Riley is Oriah Oxnam. Junior and Sydney Monahan were played by Jonathan Phipps. Digger Odell and Gillis were Brad Oxnam. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecher. And remember, for more radiant hair, free of unsightly dandruff, the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prell Shampoo.
Soap for dishwashing. It's positively ideal.
That must be
Wonderful Ivory Snow.
Yes, indeed. Wonderful Ivory Snow. Prove to yourself how wonderful Ivory Snow really is for dishwashing. Let your hands tell you why. Use Ivory Snow in your dishpan as millions do. When you see how it pampers your hands, helps keep them soft and white, you will know Ivory Snow's ideal for dishes. You see, it's ivory mild, ivory pure, so it is extra kind to hands. Yet Ivory Snow is so fast, it's granulated for instant sudsing. Remember, Ivory Snow is the only soap both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. There's no other soap like it. Yes, for speedier dishwashing, for snow white hands, it's...
Wonderful Ivory Snow.
Wonderful Ivory Snow. This is Ken Niles reminding you to tune in to this station every Friday night for Jimmy Durante, Eddie Cantor, Red Skelton, and The Life of Riley. Good night!
The preceding program was transcribed. This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.